What if feeling sexy had nothing to do with your size or your age or the kind of clothes you're wearing? We've been sold this idea that sexy is a look, but what it is actually a feeling you generate from the inside out. So I asked 5 sexperts to share their best, most practical ideas to help you feel confident, connected, and at home in your body. No makeup required.
Yes!
So if you've been wanting to fix yourself before you feel sexy and desirable, well, this episode might just change everything. And please make sure to stay to the end for a very excellent idea. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, Canadian sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please make sure to check out my newest book, The Taboo Show, where 4 women walk into the taboo sex show and walk out forever changed. Links for my book will be in the description. Now, get ready to laugh and cringe and hopefully learn some really great ideas. Okay, Caitlin, what is your best idea to feel sexy in your body?
So my best idea to feel sexy in my body often actually is less about my sexual partners and more about my platonic and female friendships. I'll be honest, I am bisexual, so there is, like, it's not completely devoid of sex. Like I say platonic just because we're not actually, like, engaging in physical contact beyond a certain degree. But to take that all the way back, when I feel really sexy is often when I'm, like, dancing with my friends, when I am getting dressed up and, you know, getting in the mirror with my girlfriends and we're doing our makeup together. And, you know, even if we're not going anywhere, we're just, like, hyping each other up, doing the thing that like, you know, I associate with being kind of a girl, you know, like being a young woman and getting dressed up and dolled up with my friends. And, you know, it's a trope, but it's true that, like, women are never nicer to each other than when they're drunk at a club bathroom. And I don't know if you came up inside of nightclubs, but I spent a lot of time in nightclubs in my 20s. And that I experienced just true over and over and over again. Girl, you look so good. You're so hot. Your hair is amazing. These shoes are incredible. This dress looks so good on you. So flattering. You know. But that reinforcement from my female friends is something that really does make me feel great about myself. And I think it's like, I want to reclaim sexiness for the girls. You know, I want my friends to feel sexy when they're with me and I feel sexy with them. And I think that might be a life hack in terms of feeling attractive and sexy and great in our body.
Tilly, what is your best idea to feel sexy in your body?
My best idea for feeling sexy in your body is to stop looking outside of yourself for it. It never works. It might get a quick hit, like a little dopamine hit that you might get from wearing a new lingerie or some red lipstick or from getting someone else's attention. But as you know, those feelings are fleeting. They don't last. So feeling sexy, it doesn't come from what you put on your body, what you're wearing. It doesn't come from any of the outside world. It actually comes from how deeply you inhabit your body. Embodied sexiness, what is that? Well, it comes from knowing what you want and like, feeling confident to ask for it, you know, being fun and flirtatious and playful around your sexuality. It comes from being in your body instead of feeling and treating your body and your sexuality like it's something you have to control or manage. So many women are trying to perform sexy instead of feeling it, and performance, it gets attention. Oh yes, it does. But it doesn't create true erotic aliveness and that feeling of being fully alive and in your body. That comes from being connected to your sensations, connected to your desires, and being fully present here and now. So when you're embodied, you don't have to try to be sexy because it's literally the energetic foundation of who you are. It's not something you're trying to force or push or make happen. So if you want to feel sexy, stop looking for everything on the outside world that wants to sell you something to be sexy, and just inhabit that in your bones. Know it in your bones. Let it be true. And then you just are.
So, Jana, what is your best idea to feel sexy in your body?
All right, so here's my best idea to feel sexy in my body. Our body, as women, through the phases of life, we go from, the maiden through the mother phase to the queen to the crone. And our body is meant to ebb and morph throughout these phases. And sometimes our brain and the image or the picture of what a sexy body looks like or how to feel sexy in your body doesn't equate to what we see in front of the mirror. And here's what I say to women is that when you take a step back, and there's an amazing book called Womb Awakening. Saren Bertrand is the author of that book. And if you really want to get back to the juiciness of the red tent days when women would come together during their weeks of menstruation and, you know, the wise women of the community would nurture those younger women. Literally, our vulva is a portal. It is where creativity lives. It is where sensuality lives. And if you peel away what our modern society has said is sexy and understand that we are divine feminine beings with the beautiful portal of like physical life or the life of ideas and businesses and friendships and community, we want to support that part of our body, bringing blood flow there, understanding that, you know, the sensuality math between a man and a woman doesn't always match. You know, the 2 minutes it takes a man to get fired up does not equal the 20 minutes it takes to warm up our body. Focusing on that portal, that part of our body that just has so much to offer us, is something that, at least for me and the women in my community that I've shared this with, it really has offered them a different paradigm or a new frame to feel into just how beautifully stunning our body is.
What is your best idea to feel sexy in your body?
What is the best idea to feel sexy in your body? Well, I'll tell you what worked for me, and that is I stopped looking at my body through my eyes. And I started looking at my body as if I had the eyes of someone who desired me, of someone who just thought I was so sexy and so luscious and they wanted me. When I started to see myself through the eyes of men, I was suddenly gorgeous. But if I was looking at myself through my eyes, I would pick myself apart. So that's number one. Number two is to drop into your senses. The five senses will always lead you back into your body and get you out of your head in any sensual situation. So just drop in for a few breaths and think, what's the taste in my mouth? What's the light that I see? What's the feeling of my skin? What are the smells in the room? And what are the sounds that surround me? And what are the internal sounds? What's the sound of my breath? What's the sound of my heartbeat? All those things will drop you into your body so that you can feel more sensual, feel more desirable, and feel more turned on.
So Dr. Willow, what is your best idea to feel sexy in your body?
My best process for feeling sexy in my body is to really clear my mind first and foremost, because let's face it, we all can get a lot of stuff stuck in our heads and that takes us out of our bodies. So we have to clear the mind. We have to drop into our bodies. I'll often do a clearing practice that will help me get into my body, whether that's a breath work practice, a chanting practice, a dancing or a movement practice, something to really like let the mind go. And then once I'm in my body, I start to tap into that kundalini energy, that snake-like serpentine energy that writhes from the tailbone up through the spine and all the way up into the brain. And from there, usually just tapping into that can get me into a sexy state in my body. You know, I think so many of us grow up learning about what's sexy by seeing things externally and, you know, skinny and big boobs and big booty and big eyes and all these things are deemed as sexy. And what's actually really sexy, it doesn't matter what body you're in, what shape you're in, what form you're in, but what's the most sexy is a woman who can feel
sexy in her body. And there's so many barriers and blocks to that. There's fatigue, there's illnesses, there's kids, there's family, there's work, there's financial stress, there's all kinds of things that can layer on top of this sexiness that is actually always there. It's always underneath all these layers. So as I was saying, to get out of your head and into your body is that de-layering process, taking off all the heavy wet blankets of not sexiness so that your sexiness can emerge, because it's really our innate gift to feel sensual, to feel alive. And then I would also say, you know, really dropping into your senses, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of sight, sense of touch. These five senses are our doorways to the present moment. And when we, again, are in our heads in the future or the past, we're not in presence, but we can use sense of touch to bring ourselves right into presence in any moment that we choose to. And that's going to allow us to access the sexiness that's always there.
So if one of these experts' ideas made you sit up a little straighter, breathe a little deeper, that's not random. That is you remembering who you are. Remember, feeling sexy is not about performing. It's about inhabiting yourself fully. And the more you practice that, the more magnetic you become in every area of your life. So if you've read The Taboo Show, thank you so much for leaving a review. It means a lot and makes a huge difference. Okay, this review made me emotional. The Taboo Show is a brave, honest look at relationships and the things we do not say out loud. The characters are flawed and funny and human, and I loved how the story balanced humor with real emotional depth. The kind of novel that sparks long conversations after you finished it. That is exactly why I wrote The Taboo Show. It's not erotica and it's not shock value. It's women learning about themselves through story. And now readers are asking about book three? Well, that tells me the characters feel very real. Please remember to check out my book, The Taboo Show. All the links to today's experts and my book will be in the description. Thank you so much for listening, liking, and subscribing. And if any of this resonated with you, please do not stop here. Watch the next episode, because your confidence journey includes many Pursuit of Pleasure podcast conversations.